Stephen. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen. How's it going?
Go ahead.
Stephen, I just want to make a comment. Hi, I just feel that the society that I live in now, particularly in Northern Ireland, it just seems to be the case, Stephen, that it's not acceptable to offend any religion or any group except Christianity. And I've listened to your show since this story first broke, and all I've heard is people coming on and completely ripping to shreds the faith that I hold to. And I think that I just think that that's wrong, and I think it's inappropriate. And you can go back to as far as you want. I just want to make just one quick example, Stephen. The Haas talks with DUP, for example, didn't take part in the Sunday because of their own religious beliefs. They were ripped to shreds for that in this country.
Well, they weren't ripped in this programme. Can I just assure everybody of this? That if anybody described all Christians as untrustworthy or attributed any type of negative connotation to all Christians, to all Catholics, to all Protestants, to all Hindus, to all whatever, Muslims, there would be exactly the same scrutiny from this programme. Exactly the same scrutiny. And I think you know that if you've listened to this show over many years. Do you not accept that? Stephen's gone. Yeah.
No, I'm still here, I'm still here.
Do you not accept that, Stephen?
No, I don't. Because, well, perhaps that would be the case in your show. But the point I'm making, Stephen, that in general, right, if you look, there's people who come on your show, there's people who've been in the newspaper, there's people, the guy who writes the column in the Belfast Telegraph, totally and utterly appalling the way he speaks, the way they've referred to my faith in Christianity, and it just seems that at the moment you can offend that, you can't offend anything, like any group or any religious group except God. You offend God, it's fine.
Okay.
You offend Christianity, we have to take it and move on.
Well, this is the subject of our debate this morning. Do you think Northern Ireland is becoming a cold house for Christians? Charlie and Carador, what do you think?
Yeah, Stephen, good morning there. No, I'm agreeing with the other caller there. I do believe, you know, we can see it. Christianity is trying to be marginalised, definitely by secularists. They're trying to, especially when Christians speak up there on public issues or in the public arena, they're just poo-pooed, for want of a stronger word. And I don't think the Christian representatives are being taken seriously.
Well, there are many Christians running the country. If you think about it, our health minister, Edwin Poots, would be a Christian. The first minister, Peter Robinson, would be a Christian. There are many other, Nelson McCausland, social development minister, a Christian. There are many prominent Christians running the country.
Yeah, I understand that, and they're fair game, you know. But I think part of the problem is, too, is because we are a predominantly Christian country, there's very few Muslim representatives come on to talk about gay issues or come on to talk about social issues from their point of view. It's really only the Christian that's speaking up about issues like this.
Obviously, when I say Christian, I'm talking about evangelical Christians when I chose the three that I did.
Yep. Well, we tend to speak up and speak out on issues. But I think to a degree that it is kind of unfair, and it's getting worse, you know, as the days go on. But, I mean, we're strong enough. The church is strong enough to take it. Jesus Christ is strong enough to take it, and he's man enough. And again, we're up for the being challenged. And just one other thing, Stephen, before I go. If you're doing around the churches in Belfast, you're more than welcome to come to our church. You'll pass our church on the way to the martyrs there on the Ravenhill Road. You just call in Sunday morning at 11 o'clock and we'll make you more than welcome.
Yeah, I really do think it's something that I should do and just have a look at the whole issue.
Stephen, churches are vast and they're a vast tapestry. You'll find different streams and different things, but we all believe the same Jesus. It's just we express our faith differently.
Tell me,
and I would say you would enjoy that going around the different denominations and discovering for yourself we believe.
Just as
and also that would give you an opportunity to see the good work that we do, which is often forgot about.
Do you admire Peter Robinson for making the apology he did?
I do, Stephen. I do. For any politician to stand up and say they're sorry for what they've done.
I can't remember the last time a politician did it. I really can't.
No. Well, there you go. He's breaking new ground. And maybe Northern Ireland is changing. And maybe Peter is changing and has learned some lessons. But we're up for that. We're man enough. And I think some other parties in this country need to follow his lead.
Charlie, thank you. Philip, morning, Philip.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you? Hello.
Go ahead, Philip.
Hi. I just want to say I think this week's a watershed moment in Northern Ireland. As far as Peter Robinson's apology, you know, fair play to him. I don't think he wanted to do it, but I think he was ultimately forced into doing it, and I think that's due to obviously the huge media coverage that this has taken throughout the world. And you know, I don't think anybody ever wants to make an apology. So I think if he actually wanted to hold on to his political career, he wouldn't have any option. As far as the current topic is Northern Ireland becoming a cold house for Christians, I think it's a cold house for fundamentalists, and I think that's what we see throughout the world. I don't believe there's a hierarchy of fundamentalism. You cannot criticise Islam in countries where they, you know, preach fire and brimstone and then say, but it's all right to do it from the pulpit in Northern Ireland. And I think that, and I when I say the younger generation, I mean those who are coming through the ranks now. I think it's just not going to be tolerated. Northern Ireland has been run by Christian fundamentalists for years. The Republic was run by...
But look at the size of the vote that the likes of the DUP get. Look at the backing they have.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I can appreciate that. But we still fall into two camps in Northern Ireland, I think. But as I said, I do feel that's changing. I mean, you look at the growth of the Alliance, you look at the growth of the smaller parties. I think it speaks volumes that the Catholic Church hasn't come out and said too much, and Sinn Féin have kind of sat back a little bit on this week, because I think they're savvy enough to know that this argument has to take place on one side of the fence, and I think it has to sort itself out. But as I said, I don't think there's a hierarchy of fundamentalism. I don't think it's fair to decry one group of individuals to say that it's, you know, you can't support, you know, stoning or lashing, but that's ultimately what the stronger Christian church teaches in the Bible.
Philip,
they do, of course, align themselves. If you look at North America, where we have the Christian right aligned with the likes of the National Rifle Association, the biggest concern in America is not Islamic fundamentalism. The biggest concern in America is homegrown fundamentalism, and that's a Christian development. That's not an Islamic development.
Philip, thanks, Sinead. Next morning, Sinead.
Good morning.
Go ahead, Sinead.
No, I'm just simply giving from my point of view. I'm married to a Muslim, and I live within the Muslim community in Northern Ireland. I attend the mosque and everything, and the pastor, I watched him on the Nolan show the other night, and he just sounded really stupid. He had no knowledge of anything. He said that a Muslim wouldn't be allowed to sit with a Christian, which is lies, because nobody has researched into it. I have, all my Muslim friends have come to the church, have attended wakes with me, have joined, I friends go to the, I was brought up a Catholic, they go to the Catholic Mass for confirmation, First Communion. They're not saying they can't, they're not allowed
okay.
to stay with it.
Sinead, thank you.